Welcome back to She Gets a Podcast. My name is Shan, and this is a podcast where it's just better. It's just better, okay? I'm pushing better. You're going to get better. You're going to feel better. It's just better here, okay? You can find me at ShanBePodden on all social media and ShanBePodden.com. This is episode 8. I hope you're feeling good. I hope you're feeling great. Y'all see the topic? Every opportunity ain't God sent because it just isn't, okay? You're going to have some perpetrators sometimes, okay? You're going to have some people who are trying to take advantage of your kindness and your heart and your willingness from time to time. Some opportunities are traps, challenges created by your best haters, okay? There are some opportunities that are created to test your lack of faith. And when you see most people lack a lot of discernment, that's when they're more open to opportunities that look like it's great, but it's really not, because people are taking advantage of the fact that they're not sure about who they are, they're not sure about where they're supposed to be, and they're not sure about what they're supposed to be doing. Don't be so desperate to be needed, liked, and wanted, okay? Don't be desperate to be loved or seen either, because that's also a problem. Every audience won't clap for you in a good way. Some audiences are clapping so you can make more of a fool of yourself so they can feel bad. So they can feel better about their shit that they're not doing, or so they could feel better about not being as bad as what's happening to you. So just be mindful of people who look like that's your audience, look like those are your followers, look like those are your people who come to support you, but they really just come to get something to talk about later in a group chat that you're not even allowed in, okay? Every audience is not there for the betterment of you. And most are not ready to just be honest about the fact that you're thriving. Most people are not ready to be honest about the fact that, oh, those people that I thought were for me were actually booing me in silence and booing all of your achievements. Okay, because if you really think God wanted you to have it and you deserved it, that he will allow you to fumble that. No. Okay, so be mindful of timing. Be mindful of what you're actually putting an effort in on. And you have to consistently show up in something. God is not going to take something away from you that you deserve, that you've been consistently showing up for. That's not going to be taken from you. So a lot of people feel like, you know, if you don't do it now, you'll never have it. Or if you don't do this, listen, don't chase anything that you feel like you're going to have. Timing is everything. And a lot of people find themselves in a position where they had a great opportunity. It brought a lot of great people in their lives, but at the time they couldn't see how great it was and they played with it. Or they had a great opportunity, it brought a lot of money in their lives, they didn't know what exactly to do with the money to make it stay around longer, and they fumbled it. But if you've been in an opportunity that was really great in the past, you can do it triple times of what it was. You can make the money back triple of what it was, because now you know the value of it. Now you know what you need to do with it. You know, what's for you is not going to be confusing. What feels right is what you need to do. What's for you stays consistent. It's not going to be inconsistent. Just because things got better doesn't mean the work is done. Okay, that might go over your head. Just because things got better doesn't mean the work is done. It's kind of like a lot of people find themselves in a better situation and then they stop praying and then they stop being mindful of the little details. Don't do that. Always trust your inner thoughts. A little adversity won't hurt you, but constant negativity will deplete you of your efforts and your willpower to get up and try, your willpower to do it today. Okay? Don't get this illusion of comfiness and not show up today when you have the time and you can show up today. Some people create opportunities that test your patience, might put more stress on you than alleviate you financially. So that's why every opportunity to move up work-wise might not be the best for you mentally, because they're going to make sure they work you for the amount that they're going to pay you, which will make you have no room for the thing that you actually want to do, the ways that you actually want to pour in, whether it's personally, whether it's emotionally with your people, whether it's spending time with your kids. Like, a lot of people who work as CEOs and executives, you would think they have the means and the time to spend with their kids and be involved how you think they would be involved. But a lot of people like that are super busy. A lot of people like that don't have any downtime. When the family's on vacation, yeah, they might go, but they're on phone calls, they're on laptops, they're staying in while you go out on outings. And yes, they could pay for it, but they're not like in the moment. For me, I had to discover this, you know, with kids. Like, I would do all of these things and plan all these things for the girl's birthday, and I just found myself on the outside of it, you know, making sure all the moving pieces are there.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
I realize that I do not like hosting or planning birthdays, because once the birthday is there, the event is happening, I never feel mindfully and emotionally involved. I feel like I'm the person getting the stuff, paying for the stuff, making sure people are here at the same time, making sure this. And it's just like, did I even enjoy the birthday? You know? So I know I want to be involved. I don't want to be on the outside of anything that I'm creating or doing, because I want the experience more so than I want the person who's delegating and moving the money. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people would love more pay, but a higher salary equals more at stake. Mentally, emotionally, spiritually, more blame games, more politics of the workplace. So you have to be mindful of what you ask for. A lot of jobs that I've had in the past always ask me, you know, would you want to, you know, manage the front end? Do you want to do this? Would you like to be over this project? No, because I knew it would take away from other things that I was doing outside of that job. And if your job is not part of your passion, then don't let people buy your time. Okay? Some people see family and friends have businesses and they might say to you, well, why don't you work there? Or why don't you work for them? A lot of people cannot separate professional mannerisms versus having fun with my friends or being around my friends. So a lot of times, having family that works for you is not the best bet. Sometimes it's having that separation of closeness where a person feels like, I have to get here on time, or I have to do a great job, or I have to make sure I follow instructions, or I have to make sure that I'm doing this with a bit more effort so I can keep my position. Because a lot of times the people who are closest to you take you for the most granted, because they just feel like they'll always have access to you, or they just feel like they don't have to work for it, or they feel like oh, I shouldn't have to do X, Y, and Z because I know you. And we have to get out of that, because if we want the people closest to us to support us and be there for us, we have to be willing to support them. And how we support them is making sure they don't have to ask. Making sure if we see that they need help or we see ways that we could help, that we just prepare and say what time, you know? And when it comes to opportunities, I feel like the best opportunities and the best resources come to you when people see that you're genuine and you're authentic and you come through when needed and you're always willing to support it. And that willfulness is what keeps people. That want to that you have is what keeps people with your name in mind in different opportunities when you're not even in the room. So be mindful of people who cloud an opportunity for you when it's really a space where they can use you versus when God wants to put you in an opportunity to be, you know, flourishing, growing on the better things. But that's what I wanted to talk about today. Hope you're having a great day, a great week, a great month. And if it's not great, make sure you're thinking of the ways that it could be great and not thinking of the things that are not happening in your favor. My name is Shan. You can find me at shanbpodden.com. You can also use my Table Topics code at tabletopics.com for 20% off. Use shanbpodden in all caps. Order whatever stack of cards you would like to have great conversations with. There's lots to choose from on there. They also have journals on there. So do what you will. If anybody here is struggling and, you know, you need therapy or you need to talk to somebody, go ahead and use my code. I appreciate you guys. We're all human. We're all dealing with something. We're all carrying something. But not all of us have people who are supportive of what we're carrying. Okay, but if you do have some people that are supportive of what you're carrying, love on them because they are treasures. Peace.